Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 8th day of May of 2024. It is a perfect start. I mean, a beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. We're at our Bull Falls Studios in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. And right now, plenty of sunshine, lots of blue skies, and we're already up to 60 degrees. I can't remember when we've been at 60 degrees during our show. It's usually been in the 30s and the 40s and sometimes the 50s, but we're up to 60 degrees as we are into the 9 o'clock hour. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to the Bull Falls Radio Facebook page and the Bull Falls Radio X page as well. And you can join us by calling or texting 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. Again, you can text us or call us either way. And if you want to talk about anything that we are talking about or even something that we're not talking about, don't complain to somebody that, hey, they're not talking about what I want to talk about. I'm telling you right now, if there's something you want to talk about, let me know. We will talk about it. And really would love to hear your voice beyond the program. And also, again, really quickly before we move forward, make sure you know that number as well, 715-382-9297, because coming up on Friday and every Friday of this month, we will continue to give you an opportunity to win a package from the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, an overnight stay, water park passes for four, and a $25 food certificate for one of the restaurants at the Chula Vista. So again, we've been doing that on Fridays for a number of weeks. We will continue to give you a chance to do the to win for the remainder of the month of May, and we'll do it again on Friday. So again, make sure you have that number, because how we do it is Ian will give us a phone number, we'll say what number it should be, and then whoever that number caller is will be hooked up with the overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. So, again, 715-382-9297. Thanks again to Bob Look for coming and joining us for the first hour of the program. He does that every other Wednesday. Coming up in this hour, we'll be joined by another guest that comes in every other Wednesday. That's Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. He'll be coming in just a few minutes. And then at the bottom of the hour, after our information update, normally a guy that comes in on Tuesdays every other week, but because he was unavailable yesterday, he will be with us today, Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. He'll be coming in at 9:34. And also, real quickly, one more thing to as we continue to make sure everything is set up and ready to go tomorrow. Make sure you join us. First segment, as we do every Thursday at 8:06, we'll be talking to Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, which airs right before us from 6 till 8 a.m. And then, of course, on Thursdays at 8:34, we spend the last half hour of the first hour on Thursdays with North Star Restoration and North Star Builds. John Garcia, Jay Cricks, among those that are with us with North Star Knows. And really, it's been a fun new feature for the last few months. And every Thursday, North Star Knows at 8:34. That will be tomorrow morning as well. So, again, lots happening, lots going on, and glad you always have a chance to spend it with us here on Bull Falls Radio. And finally, before we turn it to Ian Welsh, if you miss any of the programs, you have a chance. If you missed our previous North Star Knows, lots of great information about dealing with flooding and fire and building and all the good stuff. You can go back and listen to those segments and any of our segments by going to wherever you get your podcast. Search out Chad Holmes Show. We are on all of those podcast sites. And also, you can go to our website, bullfallsradio.com, click on shows, And then you'll see all the shows on the Civic Media Radio Network. Find the Chad Holmes Show, and you can go back and tune in to all of our previous broadcasts that way as well. So lots on my checklist here to talk about to start off the second hour. And the final thing on my checklist is to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. You're right, though. An absolutely beautiful day. Much different than it was yesterday, because yesterday it was very dark, and it's like, yeah.
I know. It's great to look outside and see the blue skies and see the sunshine, yeah, and feel the warmth, and to be able to know that when we go out there, that at the most, a light jacket, but I think we can probably go out there just in a short-sleeve shirt when the show ends, and just, yep, you know, start off the day for everybody. But it is just a glorious start to the day, and we're beginning that mixture. And again, it's good to get the rain. It's good to have that rain to start to green things up and get the true growing season going. But yeah, it's a gorgeous day, and we're going to be up to around 70 before all is said and done, mm-hmm, today. In fact, it is so nice today that you should probably have your rehearsals outside.
Yeah, honestly, I think we should.
But of course, the theater.
We don't have a lot of room outside, though, so we might be a little. Well, we have the parking lot. Sometimes the neighbors are a little picky about the noise complaint overnight, so we try not to do that too much.
I know, but yeah, exactly right. And that's actually interesting, because most of the time that we do talk about theater, it's indoor venues. There are, you know, I know that if folks have gone to like Central Park in New York, they've had outdoor plays. There's been outdoor plays in a lot of different areas around the country. I think we've had some in our area, but I can't recall off the top of my head. Do you recall anything that was outdoors when it came to theater here in North Central Wisconsin?
I know when I was involved with now it's a River and Woods Theater, but it was originally called Out of the Woods Theater. I did have a couple of shows I did with them, and those were outside as well. I actually did a version of Robin Hood at the Monk Botanical Gardens. We had an outside venue, and they had a little stage all set up and everything. And the weather was actually not too bad. It was a good day to do that.
That's the thing, I imagine, though, that you'd have to hold your breath if you're scheduling a production to be outside. Because, again, you could say, okay, well, the odds are pretty good. We're going to have a decent, mm-hmm, weathered night in the middle of summer. But there's always that chance of thunderstorms and wind and all the other things. So I imagine that would be just one of the big factors where all of a sudden, and we've talked about the financing when it comes to these groups. Yeah. Boy, you have a bad night where people don't come out and don't buy tickets. That could just be a major issue. So even with the opportunity to be outside, it's always probably a little bit safer to do a show indoors to make sure there's no issues when it comes to the weather, which can always change here in North Central Wisconsin.
Yeah. I remember, I think this was a couple of years ago, I did a walking outdoor theater experience of a Sleepy Hollow, and I was Ichabod Crane. It was like one of those walking theater performances where the audience actually follows you along the path, and we did this at the Botanical Gardens. And the weather was actually, well, it was raining like lightly to start off, because we had like multiple shows on the same day. And as we were going on, the rain was picking up. We were getting soaked. And I'm like, hey, I'm an actor. I've dealt with worse things. I can deal with a little rain. Granted, I was drenched at the end of it, but I still had a fun time. And there was a little indoor shelter for us to dry off in between shows. So it was like, yeah.
And if anybody out there recalls a show outdoors here in Central Wisconsin, be interested in hearing about it. You can give us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Also, you did have a rehearsal last night, correct?
I did, absolutely.
Do you guys ever have really bad rehearsals? Because I remember there used to be bad rehearsals. I would feel bad because for whatever reason, especially during the process, it would just not be a good night where, again, you have to find your way sometimes.
Well, every week is different. Every night is different. I know that on Monday I was having a kind of an off rehearsal because I was getting a little stuck on my lines, and I wasn't really like feeling the character. But then I take the day off yesterday to refocus, work on my lines and focus on being in character. Then I go back to rehearsal on Tuesday night, and it went a lot better. So yeah, a theater has a good rehearsals and bad rehearsals. But if you have a bad day, the important thing is to find a couple of good things that happen and focus on those. Because if you focus on the bad stuff, it makes you more nervous. If you focus on the good things, it's like, okay, this was good. Let's see if we can improve on this.
Are you guys off book?
We will be off book starting tomorrow, actually.
Ah.
Yes.
So then the pressure really begins.
Yes. Thursday and Friday is when we start being off a book, and then for the next 2.5 weeks, it'll be about getting those lines down.
Well, it's good to hear about it. I know you're having a good time with the process. So, hopefully the process goes well, and we look forward to seeing you on stage at the end of the month.
It should be a really awesome show. Indeed.
Hey, and the man himself has come in, Sean Wright. Sean from the Grand Theater, Executive Director. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, we're talking about the arts, and we're talking about actually the... Because it's such a beautiful morning, I'm saying, he should get out there and rehearse tonight for their show outdoors. But we're talking about, in the past, if we've had any outdoor activities in central Wisconsin, but there's always that risk. If you schedule something, you know about the scheduling risks. Boy, yes. If you pick the wrong nights where all of a sudden you get a washout financially, you will take a bath. So
yes,
you can't take that risk.
A good friend of mine runs the Walmart Amphitheater outside of Fayetteville, Arkansas. They had their opening weekend 3 weekends ago, all big shows, or 2 weekends ago, and got caught in those whole run of storms.
Yeah.
Literally 3 nights in a row were in storm protocol, and and at the end of it, he posted something and said, "Why did I go from running a performing arts center to running an outdoor amphitheater?"
We're going to talk about what's happening at the Grand Theater as we get towards the end of another terrific season for the Grand. Coming back in just over 1 minute. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again on our Bow Falls Radio Facebook page and X page. You can also see our video stream as well and give comments to the program. Talking to the Executive Director of the Grand Theater in Wausau, Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. It's May.
It is May.
I mean,
yes.
It's just amazing how fast this season and these years just go by. Again, I tell people all the time, I'm constantly looking for the brake pedal. But I imagine with you, you're always, in the midst of the season, you're always looking forward to the next season in terms of trying to iron things out. As we get to May, what's the feeling right now? You're getting towards the end of the season. Have you got pretty much lined up what you need to for next season? Is this a time where you're able to take a deep breath?
The majority of next season is lined up, but now it's actually taking it from shows that are, under contract or offered, and actually how do we get 37 shows announced, and getting sponsorship support for all the shows and lining all those sponsorships up that are so important to what we do, and coordinating all the on sales. I mean, when you have 37 different shows, you have 37 different marketing representatives, 37 different agents you're dealing with, 37 different producers. And so, yes, the day-to-day of booking the shows is over for the sort of core of the season, but now it just transitions for us everything toward making sure that we have a great season announcement, a great season rollout, because, you know, it's a great season, but if nobody buys tickets to it, then it's not a good season. Well, so,
fortunately, you haven't had that issue in recent years.
No.
One other thing before we talk about some of the shows going on, I was looking over your website. I was just sort of on there taking a look at some things, and I went to the staff page. It's amazing that how much you get accomplished, and you really don't have a super large staff.
No, we do not. I mean, compared to some of the other PACs in the state of Wisconsin, you know, we are a lean and mean organization, and it's really just a tribute to the, you know, to the team we've got. There are people who are really exceptional and you know, do a lot of great work, and you know, we've actually brought a few new members onto the team in the last you know, actually just one this week and you know, one about 6 months ago, and yeah, it's really great to see people bring new energy and new views and you know, that cliche of the fresh set of eyes, but mm-hmm. it's a really, really wonderful team. I just stand on stage and, you know, do my goofy thing. They're the ones who really make it happen.
I saw that, was it two nights ago that Jerry?
2 nights ago.
Yeah, I just love when you do have an opportunity to see the students. I just, you know, I just think it's fantastic. It was the 4th annual Jerry Ensemble concert, it's fantastic that the Grand is available for the students. And again, that mixture of where you bring in the you call them superstars,
sure,
of entertainment, whether it's musical performances or Broadway touring shows, but at the same time, the Grand still being part of the fabric of our community.
Yeah, obviously, education is such an important part of our mission and what we do. We actually just a few minutes ago announced the arts and education season for next year, so it's really exciting to have that out in the world and have you know, teachers and staffers excited to get their kids back at the Grand next school year. But the Jerry Ensemble is such a gem, and you know, Katie Lang and Marsha Deloney do amazing work with that group, and just, you know, to have that cabaret, it's a really cool idea that, you know, that Katie developed a number of years back, and you know, it's a capstone for those seniors. Mm-hmm. You know, they get the opportunity to, you know, to take a song all the way through and wrap up their Jerry Ensemble career and, you know, their musical theater career, and it just showcases the entire group that we have of, you know, 20 plus students from, you know, all the way in the Northwoods, south to Marshfield, and you know, we've had students from the Eau Claire area before. It's really, really a fantastic group.
Well, as we look now, as I said, we're in May. We're getting towards you know, the latter stages of the season. Where do you stand? How busy are you folks at the Grand here right now in the month of May?
It's still a very busy time. Of course, May is you know, is dance season at the Grand. you know, Central Wisconsin School of Ballet in for a couple of weekends. Heidi's Dance Studio in this weekend. We've got promoters who are fitting their shows in there. Menopause the Musical tonight. Yeah. Thunderstruck and AC/DC tribute tomorrow night. And then we still have the Texas Tenors a week from tomorrow, and then the rescheduled 38 special date coming up in a couple of Sundays, and you know, and then we breathe just a bit and get ready for the season announcement on June 3rd and the preview party on June 4th, and then we have summer shows this year. Lyle Lovett, Justin Willman, Straight No Chaser, the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. It's actually a bigger summer than we've had in a number of years.
Wow, I mean, and for the summer shows, how do you look at those? Because again, in our area, folks like to be outside at that time. How do you look at when you try to schedule the summer shows?
Yeah, you know, obviously we stay away from Wednesday nights, giving concerts on the square. We stay away from weekends for the most part. And really, they have to be unique opportunities that we wouldn't have, you know, otherwise. To Lyle Lovett and the Large Band really only tours in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does his solo and duo stuff in the fall and beyond. So that was you know, working with a promoter, you could unique opportunity to bring the Large Band here for probably the first time in 20 some odd years. You know, Justin Willman obviously kind of blowing up. So again, we may not be able to afford him on his next tour. So take the opportunity. Straight No Chaser, same thing, an artist that people have wanted here for a long time. And so really, if we're going to book in the summer, it has to be the right date, it has to be the right artist. And, you know, and so far, frankly, the audience has told us we've done one or two shows or three shows the last couple summers, shows like Kansas, and you know, they've done really well.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that, you know, people don't want to see us just be dark for 3 months, so we can meet them there.
You mentioned Menopause the Musical Two. Tickets available?
Yeah, tickets are available for tonight and tomorrow night for Thunderstruck. But both will be really fun evenings at the Grand.
And for any other shows, are there any others for people should really be thinking about if they're interested to get those tickets right now? Of course, all of them.
But
in terms of, you know, making sure that if you're somebody that really wants to see a performance that you don't miss out.
Yeah, you know, the one that I would just mention is the 38 Special. Obviously, that's a rescheduled date. And I think some people, because we were very limited on tickets by the time that they unfortunately had to postpone, sort of have put in their mind like, oh, that show sold out. Obviously, some folks couldn't make the reschedule date, and so you know, if you were interested in 38 Special, you looked and said, oh, there aren't any good tickets left. There actually are a few good tickets left now due to the postponement, so don't miss that opportunity to come see them.
And what about Texas Tenors?
Yeah, Texas Tenors, that inventory is dwindling as well. They're just a Wausau favorite, and it's great to have them back.
Absolutely. And again, if people just want to make sure that they have all the information that they need, they can check out what's coming up. Best place to go is
grandtheater.org. Check that out and mark your calendars for the season announcement here in just a few short weeks.
And grandtheater.org.
Org.
E-R-E-R.org.
Exactly.
I always love to be able to mention that. Sean Wright, again, I know, busy man, but always appreciate you popping on in to let us know what's happening at the Grand.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
Coming up, we have an information update, and then we're going to talk about what's happening at the Marathon County Public Library. We'll be talking to Chad Daly on a special Wednesday appearance, as he was a busy man yesterday, so we're bringing him in here today. So Chad Daly coming up next as we continue. The time is 9:28. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Just a perfect day to start things off this morning here in downtown Wausau. 60 degrees, sunny skies, lots of blue skies, and a great day to make the downtown walk from the Marathon County Public Library over to our studios here in downtown Wausau.
It was a great walk. Yep.
And there's the voice of Chad Daly from the library again. It's been one of those days that need a ticket taker, all the great guests we have here today, and really glad to have Chad back on day after his normal Tuesday of visit, but we will take him any day of the week. And
appreciate that. Thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And there's a lot to talk about, actually, because we're going to talk about some of the events going on at the library coming up. But you came in and said that gave us an exclusive here. Because
something new here. We've been working for quite a while on a strategic plan that covers the next 5 years, kind of guides us in areas that we'll focus on for the next 5 years or so. And it was a long process, a lot of community survey that got more than 400 responses, staff sessions, brainstorming, that sort of thing. So out of that comes a strategic plan that we're just in the process of kind of releasing. We'll have information up on the website later today, mcpl.us, in our blog section, and we'll share it through social media as well. But it's kind of
refines our mission statement and our vision and kind of focuses on four key areas. So one would be increasing awareness of the library through opportunities like this, which we appreciate, and just trying to really get the word out about all that a library can be for people and their communities. And along with that, another goal would be serving as a community hub. So different strategies to make sure we're aligning with community needs in our nine communities around the county, refining services and collections and programming to continue to serve as a community hub. And third goal would be to enhance the user experience. We want to, we always want and try to work hard to maintain a safe and welcoming and fun environment at the library. But really, over the next 5 years, as we work through this strategic plan, that's going to be a guiding goal to improve the user experience and enhance that. And and the fourth one would be to support staff, which that definitely happens already. But, you know, different continuing education opportunities, increasing safety and security of library staff. And so, yeah, those are kind of the four big areas that'll guide us over the next 5 years or so.
And I imagine in discussions like this, and for basically any organization, is, and I was saying off the air, time just moves so very quickly, and and we're seeing so much change when it comes to technology, but also in the way that people just live their lives, that having basically a proactive approach to be able to talk to people, to be able to think ahead, where because if you don't, you're going to be left behind.
And exactly.
And for a venue like a library and a library system, it's been such a, you know, as you said, being part of a hub of what a community is all about, it's been that way for the entirety of our country's history. Being proactive, I imagine, especially with the change in technology more than anything else, I imagine. That's something you have to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't just stand still because the needs of people in our communities are changing. And so we have to adapt. And in some ways, we have to learn to be able to explain things, you know, so which is a fun part of the job. And it's, it kind of forces us in a good way to stay in touch with what people are asking for, trying to meet their needs as best we can, whether it's through technology and digital literacy or just regular literacy, programming, that sort of thing. So, yeah, we're constantly trying to, always evolving and trying to assess what we're doing and where we're putting our energy. Yeah.
It may not be an easy question to answer, but I mean, I know it must be satisfying to have so many people that actually did fill out the form.
And it's tremendous.
To be able to give their thoughts. Was there anything surprising by what the folks in the community said in the responses? Maybe something that was, you guys, I mean, because I imagine that you and the others on the staff were thinking about a lot of the different kind of areas that you'd be moving forward in. But was there anything either surprising or maybe something that was said by a lot of folks that kind of said, hey, we got to make sure that we're...
I think you've kind of stumped me a little bit because didn't read through the community responses.
I mean, if not, that's okay as well.
Yeah, I couldn't. Unfortunately, I can't comment on that. I'm not sure about that. But we will have on the website, we'll have just kind of a one-page fact sheet. And we'll also have the full strategic plan. But yeah, I mean, as far as the community feedback, all of it is, we're happy to hear all of it, all 400 plus comments, and they all helped us, you know, helped lead us to this and helped guide us to our guide sort of thing. Yeah.
Very good. Chad Daly of the Marathon Colony Public Library is our guest here on Bow Falls Radio. Let's talk about events because it's that interesting time of year. We're getting towards the end of the school year. And obviously things kind of change when you get to the summer months because then all of a sudden those kids that are normally in school have an opportunity to visit the library at different hours. But I know that's still to come. I mean, because we still have school here for the month of May. As we look at events here in the month of May, will anything jump out that do I make sure to talk about?
Well, yeah. I mean, we do ease back a little bit in May just because June, July, and the first first half of August do tend to be just really busy. But yeah, we do have some things going on across the system. Tomorrow night here in Wausau, we'll have folks from the Community Development Department in for our monthly spotlight series. And so that's the format's going to be a little different. It's going to be a bit more social, and you can just kind of come in and talk to community development staff about all they do, ask questions, that sort of thing. So that'll be happening starting at 6 o'clock. And then coming up soon, next week, we have community plant swaps at our Edgar and Marathon City branches. So they'll both have tables set up outside their branches. People can drop off plants and pick up plants that other people have dropped off. That's always been a popular thing to do in our communities, and we have a couple more coming up in June here in Wausau, and our Wausau one's going to be in August, but June and Mosinee and Hatley. Next week as well, we have our Pokemon Club here in Wausau on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. That's once a month. So this coming Tuesday, the 14th, our next one will be June 4th. Next week in Mosinee, in the morning, they'll have a gentle yoga and meditation program starting at 10. And following that, they're going to be working on gratitude journals. So they'll have supplies out for people to make their own journals that they can take home and practice gratitude in their own lives. And there's registration for that one. But then a fun one next week as well, Thursday the 16th in Rothschild, geocaching 101. So if you're curious about geocaching, which is like scavenger hunts but out in nature and finding cool stuff, we'll learn all about that starting at 5 o'clock next Thursday.
It's a wonderful time to do it too.
I mean, this definitely.
Time of year, just any opportunity to get out there and be able to enjoy the best part of the year, I would say, if weather-wise.
Exactly. So they'll start inside and then go outside to the park right next door and do an actual cache hunt.
And something that kind of jumped out at me as you were talking about some of these events is the wide variety that are held at the branches. I think sometimes it's really good to underline the fact that for folks that are not in Rothschild or in Marathon City or other areas throughout the county, there are so many great opportunities where you don't have to come downtown Wausau. Again, it's wonderful to come to downtown Wausau and see what's here at the main branch library, but these other libraries, for the most part, you can find what you need in those folks in those communities, can't you?
Definitely. Excuse me. Yeah. Certainly as far as getting materials goes, sending stuff back and forth between locations. But yeah, all of branches plan, for the most part, plan their own programming. And when we talk about being a community hub and meeting the needs of our communities, they're practicing that all of the time with their programming, whether it's book clubs or just a monthly cribbage day. People can come in and just meet together at the library and just play cribbage for an hour or two. Or, the geocaching, or, the Mosinee branch has been doing more health and wellness programs, which is great. So they're, certainly getting input from people in their communities that they would, things they would like to see there and like us to try. And so, we also give all of our, program planners quite a bit of freedom and leeway to try different things. Just last night in Wausau, we had someone who is a master's student in geoscience and wanted to present some of her research, and she happened to be in Wausau, and so we said, yeah, sure, great, come on in. And it was interesting talking about paleobotany from 300 million years ago. It was fun.
And that's really cool. I saw a note of that on that event on your Facebook page, which was nice to see. And again, I would encourage everybody that to not miss anything that's going on to either check out again mcpl.us or the Facebook page as well. But just having these events that involve being in person, I think that's something that you guys do exceptionally well, that we have these events where you're able to get together, not to sit in front of a computer and listen to somebody talk about it, but to be sitting there next to your neighbors and other members of the community, be able to have a one-on-one even afterwards with somebody that comes in as well. I just think that so often we get caught up where, yes, we do have the ability to listen to a lecture online. But I do think that having these events at our local libraries is something that just is fantastic for the human experience beyond anything else.
Absolutely. I would agree. And that is something that we've put a lot of effort into, really, coming out of the pandemic and the COVID years. We were doing a lot of take-home kits and some virtual programming, that sort of thing. But we made a concerted effort to move away from that and try and move people back into the library for programs. So, yeah, we're here. There's always something going on. You can always find something to do.
By the way, just real quick before we wrap it up, you said it, you get very busy during the summer months. Mm-hmm. Do the hours change during the summer?
Nope.
Okay.
Year-round. Yep. Year-round. We've moved to year-round hours at all locations.
Which is a good thing, I think, as
well. Yeah. It helps for our own schedules.
I imagine exactly right.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, something, it's easy to remember, and it, you know, because it doesn't change.
And anything that we've missed here? Any events that you want to make sure you talk about?
We do have in the events section of the website a link for the summer library program. You can find a PDF version of the full summer activity guide for kids that has not just all of the events going on, but different activities that they can do in there. You can download your own copy. We'll have paper copies at the libraries too. So that'll get started in a few weeks here.
Yeah. It comes so very quickly.
Yes, it does.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. And again, check out mcpl.us. I don't even have to look at it anymore. All our discussions, I actually remember it because I always think Marathon County Public Library.
Exactly. It's pretty easy to remember.
mcpl.us. Mm-hmm. And also, again, follow the library on Facebook. They put a lot of information out there as well to make sure you don't miss anything that might be of interest to you. So, Chad Daly, thank you again for coming in. Enjoy this beautiful Wednesday. We'll talk
our
to you
pleasure.
In
thank
a
you.
Couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you.
The time is 9:48. We're going to come back, have our daily history lesson, and included will be our number of the day and our number of the day quiz. We'll see if Ian Welsh can make it two in a row.
I certainly hope so.
Let's hope so. We're one for two this week. We'll try to make it two for three coming up next. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Yes, I love her. We'll keep us together. We can be there forever and ever. Yeah, we And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is the 8th day of May of 2024. That means it is day number 129 of this year, and that means there are 237 days remaining. So day number 129 of this year, 237 days remaining in 2024. I do a lot of this adding and subtracting in my head, and sometimes it gets a little confusing. But
it's a lot of math. I can never do math in my head sometimes.
Exactly. So let's take a look at some famous events that occurred on this day in history. On the 8th of May in 1847, Robert W. Thompson patented rubber tires, which he called air wheels. On this date in 1886, pharmacist John Stith Pemberton invented a carbonated beverage that would later be named Coca-Cola. On this date in 1945, President Harry S. Truman announced in a radio address that World War II had ended in Europe. May 8th is called VE Day, Victory in Europe Day. On this date in 1987, Gary Hart, dogged by questions about his personal life, withdrew from the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. He would later get back into the race for the 1988 presidential nomination, but the damage was done and he did not get much support in the Democratic primaries. On this date in 1989, a 23-year-old University of Kansas student died from injuries suffered when a soft drink machine fell on him. He had rocked the machine after it took his money, but did not release a drink. So do not get frustrated if that machine does not give you your beverage. On this date in 2010, the last piece of Yankee Stadium fell in the Bronx, New York, marking the end of the two-year demolition process. And on this date in 2018, the largest ever wave at 78 feet was recorded in the South Hemisphere at Campbell Island by New Zealand scientists. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. David Attenborough, naturalist and nature documentary producer, turning 98 years old today. NFL commentator, NFL Hall of Famer, and former Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Bill Cowher, turning 67 years old today. Actor Melissa Gilbert, best known for her role on Little House on the Prairie, turning 60 years old today. Singer Enrique Iglesias is 49. Actor Matthew Davis of Vampire Diaries and Legally Blonde is 46. Julia Whalen of Once and Again is 40. Olivia Culpo of Model Squad is 32. And Nikki Rommel of Ginny and Georgia is 24. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is International Receptionist Day. It is Free Trade Day. It is Have a Coke Day in honor of the anniversary of the invention of Coke. Coca-Cola, that is.
Yes.
It is Iris Day. It is School Nurse Day. It is also Coconut Cream Pie Day.
That sounds pretty good.
Well, Gilligan always enjoyed those on Gilligan's Island. He loved those coconut cream pies made by Marianne. It is Give Someone a Cupcake Day.
Aww.
It is Meeting Planners Appreciation Day. It is Student Nurses Day. It is No Socks Day. I'm wearing socks.
Yeah, me too.
It is Victory in Europe Day. It is World Ovarian Cancer Day. And it's World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day. All right. It is time again for our number of the day and our number of the day challenge. And again, Ian Welsh, we got to get him always the 33% during the course of the week, because you get three chances. I give you three choices, one of which is right, two of which are wrong. So based on math, and we like to have things based on math, you should get one out of three every week. Last week, you got 40%, so you're above the curve.
Yes.
So far this week, you're above the curve. You're one for two. So
yeah, like keep it going.
Let's keep it going. All right. Our number for the day involves the Boy Scouts of America. And I mention this because the Boy Scouts of America will change its name to Scouting America, rebranding to emphasize inclusion of all genders. The move marks a milestone for the organization, which began admitting girls in 2018.
That's very good.
And currently, the Boy Scouts, or Scouting America, as it will be called moving forward, has a current enrollment of over 1 million youth. Our number for the day is, how many of the more than 1 million youth in Scouting America are girls? So, they began admitting girls in 2018. Okay. Is the correct answer 17,623? Is the correct answer 83,234?
That's quite a jump.
And then the third answer is 176,234. So, A, B, or C?
Okay.
Tick, tick, tick. Shouldn't have the Jeopardy music behind you, because it's always a hard decision. And
I'm not going to overthink this.
So roughly 17,000, roughly 88,000, roughly 176,000.
I'm going to go with a B. I'm going to go with the middle number. I'm going to go with a little over 88,000.
Well, yesterday it was the middle number, and you got it right.
Yeah, but you never know.
Today, the correct answer is C, 176,234. Yep, the biggest number. So of the over 1 million youth in the Boy Scouts, or Scouting America, as it will be rebranded, roughly 17% girls.
That's very good, though.
Yep, it is. So,
excellent.
So you're right now, you're right on the average. You're 1 for 3 this week, so you're exactly where you should be.
I still have 2 more chances. I can,
so, yep,
I can do this.
If you get at least 1 of the last 2, it'll be a winning week.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks again to our guests, Bob Look, Sean Wright, and Chad Daly for joining us today. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Pat Kreitlow, and we'll have North Star Nose. Again, North Star Restoration, North Star Builds, with our North Star Nose segment tomorrow at 8:34. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day.
Stick around. Matt and Air on Air is coming up next after an information update on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.